couch.me lessons. Hey there, Lickin' Riffers, how are you doing? Welcome to another awesome blues lesson right here on Lickin' Riff. Some of you who watched my previous blues lessons wrote me and asked me to do a lesson on blues turnarounds. So, here it is, you got it. I'm gonna teach you 8 essential blues turnaround licks. And even though we're gonna learn them in the key of E, we're gonna learn blues turnaround licks all over the neck, and then I'm gonna show you how you can transpose them very, very easily into other keys. So it's a lot more than just the 8 essential blues turnaround licks. So what is a blues turnaround? Straightforward, basically speaking, a blues turnaround is moving chromatically between 2 voicings of the same chord. What do I mean by that? If it sounded like gibberish, I'll explain. E, okay? We have the E shape. If we go by the caged method, and if you don't know the caged method, go watch my lesson on the caged method. It's very, very easy to learn the caged method. The next chord shape is gonna look like D. So if we count, it's gonna be D, D sharp, and E. So D shape on 4, on the 4th fret. So you have 4, 5, 4. Okay, so this is E, and this is E. Now we're talking blues here, so let's turn that E into E7. So E7, okay, E, with nothing on the D string, with 3 on the 2nd string. Okay, so E7, and D turns into D7. So instead of 4-5-4, we have 4-3-4. Okay, it's the same 7th note. This note, okay, the D note. So this is E7. This is E7. And now the fun begins. We're gonna move chromatically between these 2 shapes, and then we're gonna try for other shapes, but let's explore the possibilities with these 2 shapes first, the basic turnarounds. So we have this. If we take this chromatically down, we get this. Immediately, we get a turnaround. So 4th fret, 3rd fret, 2nd fret, and E, or E7. And immediately we have a very, very crude turnaround. I say crude because we don't need the whole chord. The whole idea here is to build licks out of this. So the first lick is gonna be this. We're just gonna choose notes of the chords. Now, even if we play the whole chord shape, and we just play strings 1 and 3, we get this. And this is the first turnaround we're gonna learn. You can also hammer on the 0 to 1 on the 3rd string. So it's 4 and 4, 3 and 3, 2 and 2, and 0 and 1. All on strings 1 and 3. This is your very first turnaround. Now, if we choose to play strings 2 and 3, then we get this. Okay? And we're not playing this, okay? We're playing this. A normal E chord, so it's E7 to E. So it's gonna be 3 and 4 on strings 2 and 3, then 2 and 3, then 1 and 2, and then 0 and 1. Why? Because if you check it out, you have 3 and 4 here, and then 2 and 3, and then 1 and 2, and then 0 and 1. We're just choosing notes out of those chords, the chord shapes. So, and now, this is still very crude because it's kind of boring. So let's explore different ways we can play these 2. With this one, we can play, okay, or, okay, meaning we play strings 3-1-3, and then again 3-1-3, 3-1-3, and then we hammer on the 3rd string, and then play the 1st string. Okay, so. The second turnaround, we can do this. Okay? We can add the open E string because it's E. It's the root note. So we can also do this. Okay? With the high notes, with the G sharp, G and F sharp, but let's do it with the open E string first. So we have 3 and 4 on strings 2 and 3, and we play them, and then the open E string, and then we play them again. Okay, so 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3. And then again, a fret down, then again. And then we play strings 2 and 3, and we hammer on 1 on the 3rd string. And the open E string, so. Now, you can find other ways to do that. You can just arpeggiate the chord. Okay, without the last E note, just for variation. So, just arpeggiate, strings 3, 2, 1 all the way. And you can slide into it. And you can also play the last one, or E7, if you like, or the whole chord even. You see, the options are up to you, but basically we're learning the building stones of the turnarounds. So let's continue. We can also do this. Okay, we can play two E strings with each shape and one third string. You can manipulate it, you can try it yourself, it's that easy. So those are the first two turnaround shapes. Now, if we go to the lower notes, strings 3 and 4, we get this, 1 and 2 in the E shape. Okay, so let's choose those notes, 1 and 2 on strings 3 and 4. Now, if we take the C chord shape, which is a bar on 4 and a C chord shape, this is E, because C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E. So this is the shape. So look at what we have on strings 3 and 4. We have this. We have 4 and 6. So we can take this and move chromatically back to 1 and 2. This is gonna be our next turnaround. So 4 and 6, 3 and 5, 2 and 4, and then 1 and 2. And again, we can manipulate that. Okay, or this. Okay, from 1 to 2, again, chromatically. Okay, so. And if you want an even lower turnaround, we're gonna add another note. But before that, let's try to add the high E string. See? Starts to sound kinda piano-ish. So, or together. Okay? You can play the E string all the way. Next note we're gonna add isn't gonna be this one. It's not gonna be the E note. This is a bass note. This is E. So what we're gonna do is add a seventh note. So if this is E, then the seventh, the D note, okay, two frets below on 5. So 4, 6, and 5 on strings 3, 4, and 5. Okay, this is another shape of E7, a very unusual shape, but for a turnaround purposes, this is a great shape. And we move that down into an E shape. Or an E7 shape. Okay, now this is a bit low, so it's a bit muddy, but when you play it in different keys, it's gonna sound awesome. Granted, this sounds a bit weird because nobody really uses that shape, but it's a viable turnaround, and if you're making a fingerstyle blues arrangement of something, you can use it. Okay? As a finisher. You can finish a song with this. You can finish a blues song with this. Just because it's really low and somber. Now, let's go to an even lower option, which is this. Right? Now, what is this? If we take the E7 D shape, we have a high G sharp note. Okay, so we can exchange that for a low G sharp note. Just instead of 4 on the E string, you play 4 on the E bass string. So you still leave 4 on the 3rd string. You just invert this shape into this shape. Okay? Instead of the 1st string, the 6th string. So. Okay? So it's 4 and 4 on strings 3 and 6. And then 3 and 3, 2 and 2, and then 1 and 0. Just like on strings 1 and 3, but this time on 3 and 6. Okay? And you can also do this. Okay? You can play strings 2 and 3, the second turnaround shape, with the extra bass note from the last turnaround shape that we learned. Okay, this creates a kind of moving block. But the notes have some distance between them, so it sounds nice. Okay, but again, this is not something very common. The more common way is this. Okay, the two-note version. So far we have 5 turnarounds between 3 different shapes. The D shape, the C shape, and the E shape. So let's recap. Now, we have 3 more shapes to learn. The first shape is very, very simple. It's exactly like the first one, but 4 frets up. Why? Because this is an outline of E or E7, and this is an outline of this E7. We have 7 and 7, incidentally, on 1 and 3. Okay, so this is also E7. So we take 7 and 7 and we move it chromatically down to 4 and 4 from the A shape to the D shape. Okay, so again, we have all the same options. Okay, and there's not much to elaborate on that. And if we take it on the next set of strings, on 2 and 4, we have it here. Okay, which is strings 2 and 4 on 12, 11, 10, and 9. It's the same shape. Okay, 12, 11, 10, and 9 on strings 2 and 4. Why? Because this is an octave of this, which is the E shape, the basic E shape. So it's from the E shape to the A shape, to this, okay? Now, this is the important thing. You can add the high E note on 12 and add it to this. And have another turnaround. So 12 and 12 on strings 2 and 4, and then the high E note, 12 on the E string. Okay, so it's. Now, you have to get used to it. Okay? The high E note. So that's another turnaround shape. Okay, or. Because playing this, is, I don't know, sounds a bit thin in my opinion, so I like to kind of pick strum it. Now I slide from 8 to 9 using my barring finger. Okay, so. Okay, this is the 7th shape. Now, for our last shape before we start transposing, We're gonna take a different concept. Now, for E7, the dominant chord for E7 would be B7. Okay, it's the fifth chord of the scale. So, in an E blues, you have E7, A7, and B7. So, we take that B7, and we take that up two frets to C-sharp 7, so we can have that chromatic move between C-sharp 7 and B7, and then we finish on E, like this. Okay? But again, this is very crude. Let's learn this first. C-sharp 7, we have 4, 3, 4. Looks familiar? We had it here, now it's here, on strings 3, 4, and 5. We play that, and then down a fret, we're at B7, being the dominant chord that leads us to E, or E7, so... Now, this works because this still has the move that we had here, and here, and here, and here. So this is the chromatic move that we base everything upon. So this time we just harmonize it a bit differently. Okay? And we harmonize it by a fourth. Instead of G sharp, we play C sharp. So we get kind of an interesting harmony out of this. But let's not get too much into theory here. This works, it sounds good, doesn't really matter why. As long as it sounds good, it sounds good. So you can play 4 and 4, 3 and 3, 2 and 2, and 1 and 2, or 1 on the 3rd string and the E bass string. Okay, like this. Okay, this actually sounds a bit weird, but still sounds interesting in some way. Might fit a compositional choice. But this is the eighth and last turnaround shape. So let's work on transposing them. First of all, this one works terrifically on G, because this is actually the top of the G shape. So we have this, right? So on G, you can do this. Okay, or you take the same idea, just lower it back down to the third fret. Or finish right on G. But I don't know why I started with that one. Let's take it to A. Okay? We have A, right? So E shape is gonna be a bar on 5, E shape. So 4 frets up, we're gonna have the D shape. Okay, so everything applies. Just instead of 1 and 0, you have, let's say, 5 and 6. You have a finger where the open string is, and you have a finger 1 fret up on the 3rd string. So, it's exactly the same thing, but moving between these two shapes. So, okay? And the same goes to this. Same idea. Okay, you have. You can also play this. Okay, or something like this. You can just choose the chromatics. And everything else works the same way. Same thing. You just take the shape, you find where the E shape and the D shapes are, and you just change between them. Or the C shape and the E shape. And you do, or this. And when you have the A shape, you can take it 4 frets up and do this. This. And you can also combine it and do this. Okay, which is the A shape and the G shapes together. This is You know, the A shape is here, but if you play the G shape, it's this with the G chord head, as I showed you in the cage method lesson. So, or you can just do this. Okay? And add the high seventh note. So, or, and don't forget the chromatic slides. Those add a lot of bluesiness to it, a bit of jazziness, but they add to the blues feel of things. And you can also slide from far away, okay, like this. You can also finish on this, you can combine shapes. But you see, it's not very difficult to transpose it. And if you've been watching so far, I want to teach you one extra turnaround. It's not an essential turnaround, but it's a brilliant turnaround by Jerry Reed, taken from Jiffy Jam. It goes like this. Now, this is a terrific example of creative turnarounding. He still has the chromatic move here. He has the high E note as a pedal note, but instead of this, he plays a melody, right? Kind of a jazzy approach note melody, right? So it's on strings 1, 2, and 4. It's 12, 9, and 12. Then it's 12, 10, and 11. Okay, the 12 went down chromatically to 11, and the 9 went up to 10. Then the 11 goes down to 10, and this goes to 8 on the second string. And you finish on the E shape. So, okay, you can also arpeggiate it, or you can also be creative with your own shapes. You can choose to do something like this. Okay? Instead of 4-3-2-0 on the E string, you can do 4-0-2-0. And then you get a melody. So try to build melodies, but keep the chromatic in the basis of everything. So I'll let you go practice this. Hope you had fun. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, what are you waiting for? There is a ton of lessons already here, and I upload a new one regularly. So be sure to subscribe to the channel and go download the tab. The link is right below in the description. The tab is for free, of course, just like everything is on Lick and Riff. And if you want to give something back anyway, there's a large blue donation button right above the tabs. You can't miss it. It's large. It's blue, it says donate, and I'd appreciate any donation. Everything comes right back into Lick and Riff, into your guitar education, into making time to work on these lessons, film them, edit them, and you know, it all takes time and work, so I appreciate any help whatsoever and any donation you choose to make. Thank you very much. Feel free to share this lesson. Go have fun, and I'll see you the next time. Bye for now. Thanks for watching.